AT&T?
AT&T. After I went around with them, I've come to respect the people that worked for AT&T. AT&T in itself, you know, I could care less. But it's kind of like PG&E. You get a hold of, you know, the right people in PG&E, and they're really good people.
I think as we have discussions about all kinds of topics, and
yeah, today's going to be kind of wide open. We have a guest we're going to have on in a few minutes, but after that, it's going to be kind of like wide open. And there are a lot of things I want to hear what you think about it that's broken in the last, you know, week.
But the point I was going to make is that a lot of times we'll take on a topic such as PG&E and or government or any big topic. And it doesn't pertain to the everyday people that work for those organizations. Whether it's the lineman or the repair people or the person that works in the office for those companies. Those, by and large, are nice people earning a living, supporting their family, and are not responsible for the slams that we might be taking at those different companies for decisions that are made. And I think people fail to recognize that sometimes when they say, well, people made statements that, how about me? I just worked there. Well, I wasn't slamming you. I wasn't taking offense. And I don't think most times any of the comments made about big companies have to do with the people that work there. Because that's not where we're going.
No, not at all. In fact, you know, it's the same thing with the city and county. Every time you reach a city and county worker, at least in my experience, they try to help.
Mm-hmm.
It's the decision makers and the decisions they've made over the years that have got us into this type of problems we're having with unfunded liabilities and it had nothing to do with us. Prop 109 had nothing to do with us for Prop 47, except for you idiots who voted for it, or Prop 57, except for you idiots who voted for it. But the vast majority of the people up here in Northern California did not vote for it.
That's exactly right.
So, you know, we've got that. So we're not aiming this at the people, because there's decisions made. Like, AT&T's got one guy that is their troubleshooter for figuring out the problems on cabling between Corning and the border of Oregon.
Wow.
One guy. Now, you think about that.
Oh, yeah.
And he was working on Saturdays doing inventory. He's going, yeah, I can't come in and do inventory because I've been busy during the week, but I've been vectored over here to help you. And I thought, well, that's good. But it took me getting into the president of the office of AT&T to do that. But this was another employee said, you know what? You need to get – here's a phone number. You need to get to this one. This is the ultimate helpline. And a person answered the phone on the third ring. I went, ah.
It's, a real person, please don't hang up.
Don't do that. Yeah, anyway. Yeah. And then, it, you know, because you think it's not real, you're going, I'm, you know, it's like, blah, blah, blah. Okay.
I will say that I have a great whenever I decide to change from one thing to another, it's always my friends all duck and hide because they know it's never going to be a simple transition. I mean, go from one telephone company to another telephone company or any kind of service provider. It always turns into unimaginable problems. Nothing goes smoothly.
I don't know why that should be, because they act like it's really easy.
But it's not. It's not. It's not. I mean, I've got the great story of DirecTV to Dish, which took, I mean, forever, because I had been with DirecTV, since the 80s.
Uh-huh.
I started that process in 2016.
To do what?
Change from DirecTV to Dish.
Okay.
It was almost 5 months before everything in my system worked. I mean, everything was hooked up correctly. And as late as last Friday, one consistent problem, I didn't have a bunch of channels I was supposed to. And after all that time, I finally got a service guy out there who discovered that the base of my problem was that it wasn't really hooked up to Dish. It was still aimed at the DirecTV satellite. That's 2.5 years.
Oh.
And I went, oh, my gosh. I mean, it's like, how can that happen? And he was like, I've never seen this. Who was the installer?
2 years ago. Yeah.
He said, what a mess that was.
He just didn't move it.
He just
didn't name it right.
And so I was only picking up like two of the channels, and he wrote up the report, and he just went.
They weren't charging you for it, though, were they?
Oh hell yes.
They were.
I mean,
that's okay, you can say that.
I mean,
say that all the time.
I mean, I don't usually say that all the time,
but not usually on the air.
But I couldn't believe it, and somebody said, "So are you going to ask for a discount?" And I said, "No." I mean, I don't even want to.
You can't let them win.
I can't even stand the process of going through any more hassle with Dish and the whole thing. I can't.
Well,
if it works, I'm a happy
Dish camper. Will never give you a dollar back. They will never give you a dollar back. But here's what they will do. They will give you free stuff.
That's right.
And so I've got free
that.
Movie channels. I've got free this, free that because of you know, like, well, Cinemax isn't offered anymore, and that was part of the price. Yes. But even when they call, if you're calling about Cinemax, we've given you HD TV, mm-hmm. you know, which is movies, and we've given you this, you know, for free. And I'm like, and then, oh, okay. So
and for free for 3 months.
Well,
but then if it continues, then you don't take it off. You got to be the watchdog of all.
You know what
every
I
time the bill comes in, you've got to look at
right.
it.
Oh, a bill. I have never seen a bill. I have never seen a
email.
Bill from Dish.
Well, I get my email.
I'm not even sure I get emails from Dish.
I get an email.
Anyway, so I just get something on my watch that says you're past due on Dish. And I wait till they threaten to turn it off, and then I pay them.
Yeah.
And then,
but mine is much – it's less expensive than DirecTV was, and I, other than that, that was the whole point of switching to begin with. And now, I mean, shoot, everything works, and I have all of the channels. And but it only took 2 years.
Well,
but,
what's 2 years for my friends? Hey, we're going to take a break here at 7:16 in the morning, 50 degrees, talking about the problems we have with bureaucracies. And you know, and the thing is that if they could, they'd handle every question with a computer that listens to what you're saying and comes back with some kind of an answer. And you got to have the right word in there.
I know. Yeah, that's a whole nother conversation.
Oh, yeah. Hey, look, this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction, the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California. Started right here in Redding, California. A variety of different classes from CCW to defensive pistol to unarmed combat. All of that offered through Northern Firearms Instruction. Learn more at U.S. Gun Pro or give them a call at 530-999-1822. Northern Firearms Instruction. We'll be right back after these messages. It is 7:17 in the morning and 50 degrees out there.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Real people, real winners, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play offer in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday offers from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match them up to $100 in free play. And to sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. One birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Free slot play, limited to $100. Real people, real winners. You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come and explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. No one else in town offers this. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
Smoker. Is it your New Year's resolution to quit smoking this year? Have you considered vaping as an alternative? If you have questions about vaping, go see the folks at NorCal Vape, Redding's vaping experts. For over 5 years, NorCal Vape has been your premier vape shop and lounge, located at 1700 California Street in the heart of downtown Redding. NorCal Vape provides you with the best customer knowledge. They specialize in going above and beyond for you. They treat their customers like family. They will walk you through every step of the process. NorCal Vape, located in downtown Redding.
Hi, I'm Jim from Design Time. Are you looking for a new kitchen? We have it all. Custom cabinets, ceramic tile, granite, and quartz slabs for countertops. Need a new bathroom? We can do that too. Our staff at Design Time and Tile can help you design the kitchen and bath of your dreams. Stop by our showrooms located on Highway 273 just north of Wind River Casino. Don't forget, Design Time for all your flooring needs.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Redding and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460. You're listening to Boy George. You know what? You can tell how old music is if I can tell you who the group is that's doing it. Boy George
and
something chameleon.
Karma chameleon.
Well, Christina knows it too. She's just a child here. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by State Farm Insurance and Jeff Avery. Located at 1822 Bonaventura Boulevard down in Suite 107. But let's talk about Jeff and his team. They have over 50 years combined experience. They're available 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, because they know life doesn't always happen Monday through Friday between 9 and 5. Oh, you think? You know what? Nothing ever happens. We can go back into this later. Like, do you think something happens to your TV set or your signal or anything or the dog? The dog turns around and pukes up. Won't stop. Does it do it on a Monday? No, it doesn't. It does it on a Saturday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Anyway, Jeff Avery understands that, and he is available for you 24 hours a day. Hey, yeah, you know, State Farm Insurance, they support many youth and veteran organizations that care about our community. That's Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance Agent. Okay, I mean, I just really spread that one. I just started into another
rant.
It was a mini rant.
Okay, so now I want to talk about the post office.
Okay.
I had a very important document that I needed to get to my sister back in Jacksonville, Florida, for my niece. And I went in on a Monday. And I did certified mail, return receipt requested. I did not, in fact, I specifically said, I don't want addressee only. Mm-hmm. I just wanted someone to sign for it. Okay. Mm-hmm. I mailed that and they assured me, I mailed it on a Thursday. It was on a Thursday. They assured me it would be there on Monday. No problem, right? Well, that was a week and a half ago. And I think my sister finally went to the post office yesterday mm-hmm. in Jacksonville, Florida to pick it up. That was like 12 days, almost 2 weeks.
Well.
And someone said to me, well, it's because the government's on strike. And I said, that has nothing to do with the post office. The post office is a contract. We contract to a company
Which
now for
what?
The post office.
Well, you know, but
So the post office in the government shutdown, there's no connection other than the government still has control of the post office, and anything the government has control of doesn't work real well, and that's a given.
Okay, but now, I've got one too. All right, I have a post office box here, you know, for the office, for the business. So it's a big box. For some reason, I thought I needed, you know, one of those bigger boxes.
You could have a lot of junk mail.
Well, I thought it was going to be like packing, but no, it wasn't. I mean, it's had a lot of mail in, but nothing even close to making it even look half full or third full. And so I go in and I said, may I have a, I'd like to change my box to another box, a smaller box, because at the end of 6 months, they take your money.
Mm-hmm.
And if, you know, and if you've changed cards or anything like that, you just, your key doesn't work. Uh-huh. So then you go back in, you give them another, you know, okay. So they said, oh, okay, well, that'll be this much. I said, okay, I don't mind, I'll pay for that. And I said, now listen, this is the same box, it's on the same row as my box. In the in the post office, and they said, okay, well, it'll take anywhere up to 2 months to get all your mail forwarded. And I'm looking at him, and I said, what? He said, oh, yeah. Well, they didn't say 2 months. I said, 4 to 6 weeks. I said, it's just right down the row here. Oh, yes, that's true. But this has to go back through Sacramento, and then we have to do all these changes. And I said, but it comes on the same day. Oh, yes, but then we have to send it back to Sacramento, and then they send it back up, and then we have to put it in the new box. And I am not lying to you.
Oh, I know you're not.
I'm saying, so you're saying it could be a month before I get mail?
Yeah.
I said, how can you do this? They go, well, it's the system.
Yeah.
And he just looks at me, and he goes, yeah, and I know. And this is what he said. He had a very deep voice. He goes, yeah, I know that system's not very good, but that's all we got. And I'm looking at him thinking, I'm trapped. I'm trapped in the U.S. Postal Service system where I can't change boxes unless I want to wait for a month for stuff to come in, even though it's on the same row. It's like 10 down.
I know. Okay, so post stuff. I love this. Is good. Okay, so I'm going to be gone in the motorhome, and I'm going to be gone for 2 months. And so I go into the post office there in Anderson, and I say to them, okay, I need to have my mail held from this date to this date. He said, we can only hold your mail for 30 days. And I said, but I'm going to be gone for almost 2 months, a little over 2 months. And he said, well, at the end of a month, just come in and we can hold it for another month. And I said, now I'm going to be gone in my motorhome, and I'm probably, and at the end of a month, I might like be in Boston. I'm going to be on the other side of the United States. Then he says, well, that's okay. Just have somebody in your house come in and refill it out. And I said, if I had somebody in my house, I probably wouldn't need you to be keeping my mail. They could take it out of the post office, a box, you know.
Uh-huh.
And he said, well, you know, we can just only hold the mail for 30 days. I said, can I, like, see your supervisor? And so the supervisor came out, and we got it straightened out. He put on a special request. So I get back, and I get back before the end of the 2 months. Okay, I'm like a week.
Right.
Can't have my mail.
It's been held for 2 months. They won't give it to you.
No.
They won't give it to you.
Can't have my mail. Says they're holding it for 2 months. Special order of the supervising postmaster.
Okay. Hey, let's go to the phones. Good morning, Nick. I hope you have something as happy as we do.
Well, if you're dissatisfied with the United States Postal Service, perhaps you should get Gavin Newsom to take it over, and California could probably run it better.
There you go.
Oh, I never thought of that.
Hey, Trish, I'm glad you're here, because you kind of stay on my side on this topic, and that is Wind River. Here about 2 weeks ago when Gary Hayward was on, I called and I brought up the fact that they have 42 calls a month for service from the Sheriff's Department. And he didn't think that was too bad because they have 2,300 people a day coming in, and he compared that to the Mount Shasta Mall. And I got to thinking, why not compare it to Costco? They have that many people coming in, and they never call for service.
That's because they have private guard, yeah.
That's one point I wanted to make, but, you know, he downplayed any crime going on down there. And about 20 minutes later, they got on at the top of the hour, and he told us about the problem they had with these adults that drive ride kid bicycles coming in and going through the cars, to the point where when they find one of those bicycles, they cut it up. Well, that's fine and dandy. I'm good with that. But that didn't deter them. They lock up their bikes across 273 and come on in. So that tells me they do have a crime problem down there. And then he mentioned about the Highway Patrol in the city of Redding coming in to look for stolen vehicles.
Uh-huh.
and how proactive the Wind River is. And they even have, I think it was 482 cameras.
They have a lot of cameras, though. Huh?
Why would you have that many cameras if you don't have a problem?
Well, I will tell you then, I had two people that have had vehicles stolen, and the first thing that they were told is to check the parking lot at Wind River.
Oh, that's right.
Okay, guys.
I'm just saying.
I know that, and I know that.
Well,
and I know what you're saying.
Deny it.
But the reason they have 482 cameras, I don't know if they have that many, but they have a lot of cameras, is to help prevent crime, is to make sure their people are watching what happens out in the car so they can send people out there. What he was talking about is these transits are coming through with their bikes and their packs, and they just drop them there while they're knowing, even if they're inside, they find them out there, they cut them up because they don't want them on the property. They push people off there. And he says 42 calls a month, if that's the average, is considering how many people go through there. And this is a casino. It's not 90 like you get at some of these hotels, or 42 at a hotel, all based on things happening. This is a large organization. I understand what you're saying, though. It's still 42 a month, but
it would be
counting the problems that they alleviate with their own security they have down there, which is major. They have a lot of problems, especially with methamphetamine users. We refer to them as tweakers. There's no shortage of them down there. But the last comment that really got me is, you know, some people say just through ignorance, I think, that they don't realize that we're buying back our own property down there. You know, that might be so, but I wonder who on the property, who had their teepee on the property before they took over. And on top of that, that property was not habitable until we built Shasta Dam. That would flood. That had the potential to flood any time between October and April.
Okay.
So that's just a point I wanted to get across. And I always like to talk to you, Trish, because you let me finish my sentence.
Oh, come on, Nick.
Nick! Yeah. Well, I got a caller. We got to go.
Well, you know what? I don't lie about that. Because now it's 7:31 in the morning. I'm just let you go on. You know, we have these breaks that we have to take.
Okay, I just would like to.
But I would like to say this: is Nick, you did a wonderful job. Nick did something for us here in the studios, and you did a great job, buddy.
Well, thank you, Carl. I've always admired that you have the eye for professionalism.
It is. It's done well.
Did the window?
Yeah.
Nice.
Great. Okay, Nick. Thanks a lot.
Have a great day.
You bet.
Good question to ask. Just for follow up, at one point the Wind River was not reimbursing Shasta County Sheriff's Department in any manner for those calls, and they don't pay taxes like Costco does or anything like that. It'd be a good question to ask the sheriff as to what kind of arrangement they have for funding to come from Wind River directly to county government, because there is a huge impact, and I'm sure that by this time they've done something about that.
Wind River pays a lot in.
I'd like to see that
fees and everything. I'll ask him next time because, you know, Gary's just, you know what, you ask Gary a question, Gary tells you the answer.
Exactly.
You know what, this is what it is. And he doesn't back off from it. And we have 42 people. Yeah, you know, it's 42 a day. That's true. Yeah. Not a day, but a month.
It would be interesting to have an update on that.
Okay. 7:33 in the morning, we need to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793 That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I have been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
Hi, I'm Jim from Design Time, your full-service shop. Are you looking for a wood look floor that is low-maintenance and waterproof? Check out our luxury vinyl. Easy to install yourself, or we have professional installers available. There are many beautiful colors and styles to choose from. So come and visit our showrooms and see for yourself. We are located on Highway 273, just north of Wind River Casino. Don't forget, Design Time for all your flooring needs.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Laura Ingram, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Tom Gresham are only on KCNR 1460. Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. What is this, the polka?
Chicken dance.
The chicken dance.
I'm struggling to find
I have no idea what this is.
I was trying to get that
animal
in my
music
mind.
Because it's Turtle Bay is with us right now. Yeah. This portion of the show, though, is brought to us by Shasta Regional Medical Center, located in the heart of downtown Reading. Quality, compassion, and community at Shasta Regional Medical Center. I'm watching, Trish, you the chicken dance here, and I tell you what, it's absolutely funny. It's good, and I didn't know you could do that. 53 degrees going up to 62 today, or 63 today. It's going to be a beautiful day. 7:37 in the morning here on the 24th of January, 2019. We're with Christina from Turtle Bay Museum.
Yeah,
hello. And you've got a bunch of stuff going on.
Oh, yeah, it's a big one coming up.
The big one, chocolate. After dark, chocolate.
I mean, who doesn't love talking about chocolate and wine at 7 in the morning, right? Whatever.
We've been up long enough that chocolate and wine is part of our morning routine.
Exactly.
Here.
Exactly.
I mean, that, you know, for you,
brunch.
Hey, look, we've got a lot of years of having that early in the morning. You know, a little brewski to get you going.
For sure. Well, we're really excited to be on. Thank you so much for having us. Chocolate After Dark is an annual event that we do with Turtle Bay. This year it's on February 8th, 7 to 9 p.m. Tickets on sale now at turtlebay.org. And it's going to be a really fun experience. That's a really good opportunity to visit some local wine and beverage vendors. And a lot of different vendors are going to be there. We also have a lot of different types of chocolate, not the traditional, just here's some, you know, truffles or something, but also, you know, things like Mexican mole and, you know, other creative uses of chocolate are going to be there.
This is absolutely, if you have not been there, is absolutely fabulous. You can't, it's surprising because you eat different types of chocolate, different types of wine.
Mm-hmm.
Decadent, almost decadent, but mm-hmm. not. It's a great time.
Yeah, and it's a really cool thing to be in the museum at night, too, because this event's going to be held at our museum. So it's kind of a new way to look at Turtle Bay. Even if you've been there like a million times, at night it's different. It's kind of a VIP experience to be going through and looking at all the exhibitions, especially because this weekend we have several opening. So it's kind of like a nice sneak peek of those exhibitions that are pretty brand new at that point.
And you know what? It's just, it's an adult only because of the wine.
21 and over.
21 and over. So I can't really say adult. We'll just say they age 21 and over because some of us, you know, still out there. But you, walking through, and you can, you know, you can really get involved in the exhibits.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I like about it, and it's just really it's just a nice time you have there.
Yeah, I think it's a great experience for a date night, or if you have, you know, some girlfriends that you want to get together with. It's a really good group activity. Tickets are not going to be on sale at the door. They always sell out every year. And so if you're interested in going, definitely pick them up sooner than later. Like I mentioned, turtlebay.org, our Facebook has links. Also, you can go to the coffee bar that's right next to the museum and buy them there as well.
And how much are the tickets?
They're $40 each. And these are going to be a fundraiser for us. And so they go to supporting our exhibitions and our education programs at Turtle Bay.
So you can write this one off then, too, because of the 501 and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, definitely.
So you can just, you know, when you write the check to them for the tickets, and you, then you can have that for your taxes.
Mm-hmm.
What about the new exhibits?
Yeah, we have some new exhibitions coming available this weekend, actually. Very, very fun. We have our fifth annual West Coast Biennial, which is an art exhibition that we do with West Coast artists. And it's really cool. I got to preview it yesterday when I was taking some pictures for Facebook and Instagram. And there's sculptures and there's paintings and there's really cool interactive pieces. There's this really large rock statue that's kind of like an astronaut or a man in maybe a submarine suit. And you can take selfies with it. So it's kind of a fun, interactive way to kind of get with that exhibition. And that opens on Friday night. There's a special event that's actually free to the public, and there's some information about that on our website.
Oh, do we have any local artists in that group?
I believe so. Yeah, there's several people that come back every year.
Well, yeah, you know, very good.
You know, Les Ball will be there because Les never misses a chance to have a selfie. And if you can take selfies with these, he'll be there. Supervisor Ball.
Not if he has to pay $40.
No.
That's for chocolate.
That's for the chocolate. I just when you said selfies, I thought of Les because he's, you know, famous for his selfies.
No, this weekend it opens on Friday night. There's a free event, which is as part of our the exhibitions. We do a judging where somebody wins out of that exhibition for West Coast Biennial. And so there's some information on our site, but that's free for the public. And then on Saturday, everybody can see it when they pay park admission or it's free for members.
Sure.
So we also have another one opening on Saturday called Roots of Wisdom, and that is a really cool exhibition. It's aimed for all ages. It's really cool for families to come discover it. It's basically looking at the relationship between what we have as science now and what indigenous people kind of brought to make those things happen later on, kind of how those two things relate. So Native information, and it's told by storytelling from four different tribes.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of shows the journey that those inventions took into what is modern day science.
Well, that sounds like that's really interesting. Do you have I hate to put you on the spot, but do you have like one of the examples?
There's some cool I was looking at it yesterday. There's some cool video games, like hands-on video games in the exhibition that show like the flow of the river and how the natives treated that and how we do it now for sustainability. There's a lot of like emphasis on being ecologically friendly, sustainable, and what we can learn from things that were done way back when.
Sure.
That were really, you know, they're something that we can look at now and really learn from.
Okay. So, that sounds really interesting.
Probably one of the – I'm going to bet that there's an exhibit on fire.
I think so. Yeah, there's so many. It's hard for me to –
Because that's one of the things that
– I would hope. Yeah, that would be cool.
Absolutely, the start of it and the control of it and control how it's helpful.
Of the fires out there, how they let things burn every year.
Exactly, yeah. And how that's beneficial for the earth and a part of – and eating and everything that goes. Fire is such an intricate part and was of the native lifestyle.
Yeah, I mean, it's really cool. The way that it's set up, it almost looks like you're in a little bit of a teepee, but not so much. It's hard to explain. You have to come and look.
And you know what? The best deal in Reading is $80.
Well, it's 90 for new members. If you were a member before, we're grandfathering them in this year.
Right. But even then, It's for a whole family. It's you, your and four kids.
Yeah, it's two adults, four kids, and so one.
They don't even have to be your kids.
Mm-mm, they do not, and you don't have to have both adults being like a mother and father. It could be you and a friend, and
that's
then
right.
Both of your kids.
There you go. See, that's a great deal. Then you can see everything free. The only thing you have to pay for is the nectar for your lorikeets.
Yeah, but fun fact, our members get perks every month, and our February perk is a free nectar cup.
Uh-oh.
And so if you're a member right now or you're going to become a member, that's something that you get for free, one per visit. This month coming up.
It's a great, I tell you what, lorikeets are my favorite. So I wanted to adopt a lorikeet, but they won't let me. And they said, well, how much does a lorikeet cost to keep, you know, for a year? I mean, how much could that be? I mean, counting.
What is that?
A lorikeet. Those little parrot things that they, you know, the only thing they eat is nectar. Right?
Yeah. I mean, nectar, and I believe Sharon probably feeds some other things.
Like fruits or something. But,
yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you buy this little cup, and lorikeets become your best friend. You can have five of them on your arm wanting to
really?
Speak to
them. Really?
Yeah, yeah, they'll come right to you.
If you haven't been there, you need to do that. And then you have the butterfly exhibition. And you have all of these great things.
Summer. Yeah. Super fun.
And it's $90 for new members, but $80 you can re-up for
mm-hmm. 80. And it's an annual. So
and
if you think about that, that's, you know, less than $8 a month for your whole family to come in
that's
as
right.
much as you want.
And think about that. Yeah, because new exhibits, people coming in to visit you, and we always take people down to Turtle Bay.
It's such a fun experience. I have a young daughter. She's four, and we love going in there, and she loves the Parrot Playhouse. She was a little weary at first because they landed on her head, but after a while, she really started getting into that, and now Mom has to bring a couple bucks for the nectar cup.
Well, you know what's really cool? If you take a little bit of that nectar and pour it in her hair, then they land on her head.
Oh, I'm sure that won't scar her at all.
She can run around screaming with like four of them on her head
there.
No, they're
very friendly.
That doesn't even sound like a good idea. No. I think that's not a good idea.
I did it to my grandson.
You did it to your grandson?
I did it to my grandson.
Yeah. He kind of
thought it was funny at first.
You didn't do it to Linda.
Am I still standing here?
You're right.
Okay. Do I have all my parts?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but what's really fun about the Parrot Playhouse is it's something that's open all year round. And so it's always a mainstay at Turtle Bay. You can kind of come in whenever. Rainy, not rainy.
Right.
They're always there.
We got to take a break. Got to take a break.
Okay.
You can't just keep going as much as we'd like to. So we're going to take a quick break. It's 7:47 in the morning here. Oh, my gosh. This portion of the show brought to us by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. This is the place that Trish and Linda, when they have a few minutes set aside, head on down to 2225 Hilltop Drive and walk in there.
Always have something special, and we're special, so we deserve that. We deserve those.
You guys are
nice.
The only full-service jewelry store in town, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back with Christina from Turtle Bay.
Resolution? How about joining us, Armstrong and Getty,
for the morning lineup right here on KCNR from 9 to 12.
Real people, real winners, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play offer in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday offers from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match them up to $100 in free play. And to sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. One birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Free slot play limited to $100. Real people. Real winners. You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come and explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. No one else in town offers this. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
A Turtle Bay membership is your ticket for 300 acres of fun. With free admission, discounts, member-only events, and new traveling exhibitions throughout the year. Plus discounts at Sheraton Reading Hotel, Mosaic Restaurant, and more. Your membership gives you year-round access for less than $8 a month for two adults and up to four kids for a full year from date of purchase. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Play, discover, learn. For more information, visit turtlebay.org.
Are you ready for cage fights at Wind River Resort and Casino? The best place in Northern California to offer MMA cage fighting. Fight Night 40. This intense action-packed fight is presented by Wind River Resort and Casino and Rogue Fights. Extreme mixed martial arts. Cage fighting at the Event Center on Saturday, January 26th. It's in the cage. Full contact fighting. No limits. Bringing you another night of extreme fighting in Reading. Amateur, title, and pro fights. This event sells out. Get your tickets now. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN to reserve a room in our hotel. Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage on Saturday, January 26th. The Event Center will roar with the thrill of extreme cage fights Wind River Resort and Casino is bringing you. Don't miss this event. Get your tickets now online or at the River Club. Great entertainment is happening with Fight Night 40 at Wind River Resort and Casino. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. Fight Night 40. It's in the cage. The Event Center, Wind River Resort and Casino.
Just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Olzo Wet.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Papopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday. It's
Trish. Thursday.
Trish is here. 53 degrees weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 365-3793 in Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. And by the way, is helping people who have got put their RVs back on their property while they're trying to rebuild after these fires. They're offering a 120-gallon tank that they'll put on your property and keep it filled for you at a very, very fair price. In fact, less than what they pay for. So you don't have to keep moving and replacing your 7-gallon propane tanks. This is Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. And this portion of the show brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best. Specializing in home electronics and classic car parts. Now, they're the only ones that can make that work. Yeah, I mean, they do surround sound. They did surround sound in our home years ago. Over 47 years in the business, locally owned and operated by Clyde Pierce. Over 32 years in the satellite business, your source for Dish Network. That's Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best. It's on Hartnell Avenue, and give them a call at 221-4144. Trish Clark and I are here with Christina from Turtle Bay, and we've been talking about Chocolats After Dark with Chocolate and Wine, and that's going to be on February the 8th. And you can get tickets for that. It usually sells out, and it's for 21 and over. And you come in, you do a little tasting and pairing with chocolates and wine. And then you can go through all the new exhibits they have out there, which sounds great. The Roots of Wisdom exhibition, unique chocolate delicacies, distinctive wine and adult beverages.
You know, and I was talking to Christina on during the break, and actually, if you haven't been to Turtle Bay in a long time, this is a really good opportunity to get a flavor, because you get to see everything. Usually, if you go during the day, you go to see one exhibit, you kind of concentrate on that. The docents are there, and they'll answer questions for you. It's a little more one-on-one experience, and you can stay as long as you want. Enjoy this great chocolate and wine event. I mean, what's not to love about that? and then also get an opportunity to taste everything that's there, all the exhibits, and get a one-on-one explanation. So it's really a great opportunity.
Yeah, it's a great time to get a bite of food and drink of wine, but then also get a flavor for what's at Turtle Bay all the time.
Absolutely.
We have a lot of really cool ongoing middle pieces that stay there all the time. Things like our Dam to Bridge exhibition that really tells the story of how the Sundial Bridge came to be and the designer behind it and kind of history on that, history of the area. There's a lot of really cool things to look at inside the museum that tell the story of our community in this area of Shasta County and how, you know, industries have come through and how those built up. In the back, there's a big pickup truck that kids love to jump into and honk. Well, they don't honk the horn, but they turn on all the little radio stations. And there's a bunch of cool stuff around there that show the industries and how they've evolved throughout time. And it's just a really cool time because you get to really focus. You know, it's everything's very quiet. People are eating their chocolate and drinking their wine. And you can kind of explore.
Well, because we need to remember always that Turtle Bay is a compilation of all of those industries and all of those museums that were here before. Mm-hmm. The timber industry had a museum, and the Carter House Museum, and all different kinds of museums came together. And so that whole history of our region is all incorporated in Turtle Bay.
Yeah, and we have amazing curators on site at Turtle Bay, and they actually are curating right now a new exhibition that's going to be opening in February about alcohol. But they keep a lot of our artifacts from the region, and we have an artifact of the month at the front of the museum every month. It changes, and it's from our personal collection because at Turtle Bay we really value the history of this region, and there's so much at the museum to look at, but there's also stuff that just gets brought out on special like that. That's kind of fun to see change every month. So very cool.
What's the exhibition this month?
This month, we're opening this weekend with Roots of Wisdom.
No, I mean the artifact. I'm sorry.
I meant the artifact. Oh, man, it's on our blog right now. It changes all the time, but it's something really cool. We let our guests vote on it every month. So uh-huh. There's like a little voting barometer where they put little, I think they're like little beans or something in each one and decide which one's going to be.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, I'm blanking on it, and I can't get access to the internet. But on our blog at turtlebay.org, we do a feature every mm-hmm. month, and we show. So if you can't get into the museum, you can go on there and take, there's pictures and there's story about that artifact.
Well, again, cool. We want to really encourage people to take advantage of this really unique thing within our community.
Yeah.
You talked earlier about the membership, which is really a steal. $90 for the entire year. And if you, especially if you have grandkids or young children, people coming to visit you from out of the region, you can expose them to a lot of stuff that this area offers that may want the, you know, maybe they want to go and take a closer look at the dam based on the story that they're going to hear about the intricate part that area in Shasta County played in the construction of Shasta Dam.
Yeah.
All of those things are intertwined in the museum down there.
Yeah, and, you know, when you get a membership, not only are you getting passes, you know, free access to the museum all year long, but there's so many discounts and extra things. Like right now we just introduced Turtle Tuesdays at Mosaic Restaurant. So Turtle Bay members get buy one meal, get one free on Tuesdays all day. And it's like one entree full, get another entree full adults.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a really cool thing. Mosaic always gives 10% off. We have a relationship with C.R. Gibbs. There's 10% off. There's so many perks to being a member.
You know, and there's things going on all the time. Like tomorrow, today, of course, is the Little Explorers Fishy Fun.
So fun. They're the cutest. I love going to
and
that.
And then tomorrow, West Coast Biennial, and on the 25th, Famous Artist Student Art Show. And then also on the 25th will be the all of these are on the 25th, by the way, the West Coast Biennial is Reading Cultural Cruise Day.
Yeah, so we're part of that this year. We were, you know, several goes back too as well. And it's really a cool stop because you can see the student art show, the biennial, and the Roots of Wisdom exhibitional at the same time.
So it's something what I'm trying to and there's something going on every day that's different.
Yeah.
So that's the big thing. So.
Yeah, and also often multiple things. Like in the weekends, there's a lot to see. There's animal shows right now until the weekend of February 16th. And every weekend on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays at 2 o'clock, we do something special with the animals. There's the animal parade where we let Spike or another animal kind of lead guests through the boardwalk, and they can follow them.
And Spike is a
porcupine.
A porcupine.
Yeah.
But they don't let Timber the beaver lead.
Why?
Timber, you know, first of all, he says, my time is much more valuable than just out there doing this like the rest of these lowly animals. Because uh-huh. I'm in here building.
Well, Timber has the behind the scenes, though. You can always buy a behind the scenes pass and
you know, that's great. You can have Timber sit in your lap.
Yes.
So, and Porcupine, though, we have to be careful about, what's his name?
Spike.
Spike.
Spike's been in here before.
Yeah.
He's friendly.
Yeah.
We got to run here, but here's the thing about Spike. When he was in here, when we were in the other studio, and mm-hmm. we were all in there, he went underneath Bob, and you should have seen Bob levitate out of the chair.
I bet.
And then what Spike wanted was those wires. He loves wires. And then you should have seen his handler. He had the little he moves to a little tennis ball on a stick, and she's tapping it, and finally he turns around and he looks, and she's offering him food. That's the only thing that got Spike out of here. Okay, so many things happening. Talk to you after dark. Check out the website at Turtle Bay. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. This is Shasta.
Thanks, Christina. That was fun.
Yeah, that was Shasta.
Hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. He's accused of strolling into a bank in the small Florida town of Sebring and opening fire, killing five people. 21-year-old Zephin Zaver made a brief court appearance this morning. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis visited the scene of the attack. He calls it
a terrible day for Sebring, Highlands County, and for the state of Florida. The people of Florida stand with the community here in light of this tragic circumstance.
So far, no word of a motive for the attack, but authorities in Sebring about to hold a news conference to update the investigation. In a series of votes likely to show just how entrenched each side is, the Senate today will take up competing plans for reopening the federal government.
First up, the president's plan that includes funding for the border wall.
It's a proposal that the president will support.
Lawmakers will also vote on the Democrats' plan to reopen government for a few weeks while talks on border security are underway.
It will allow us to then debate, without hostage taking, without temper tantrum, without anything, how we can best do border security.
While neither plan is expected to pass, it does mark the first time the Senate will vote on competing plans.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines, partial government shutdown. Now in day 34, and President Trump has decided to postpone the State of the Union speech until after the shutdown is over. At least seven protesters have died in massive anti-government demonstrations in Venezuela. Socialist President Nicolas Maduro coming down hard on protesters. At the same time, opposition leader Juan Guaido has declared himself interim president and has won the backing of the U.S. Maduro's ordering all American diplomats to leave Venezuela, but the U.S. refuses to comply, saying it no longer recognizes Maduro's authority. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow down about 18 points, NASDAQ up 21, the S&P 1 point higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
From Sky Pass Entertainment comes The Least of These, the Graham Stain story. When speculation mounts that a local missionary is converting locals to Christianity in India, a journalist must choose between his own ambition and the truth.
We can't make any mistakes.
I know. We must pray.
Based on the incredible true story, The Least of These, the Graham Stain story, rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters February 1st with a special sneak peek Thursday, January 31st. For theaters and tickets, go to theleastofthese.movie.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of LicoChops, get the third bottle free. New improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
A new law in Israel may have a major economic impact on the Palestinian Authority. We got the latest from the Media Line's Charles Beblazer.
A new Israeli anti-terrorism law slated to come into effect this month could cost the Palestinian Authority up to $150 million. The law requires that Jerusalem deduct from taxes and tariffs it collects on behalf of the PA the amount Ramallah distributes to terrorists as part of its so-called pay-to-slay initiative. According to two recent studies, the government of Mahmoud Abbas paid out as part of the controversial program about $150 million in 2018. Congress last year approved similar legislation called the Taylor Force Act, named after an American stabbed to death by a Palestinian in Tel Aviv, stipulating the cutoff of U.S. aid to the PA so long as it continues rewarding terrorism. I'm Charles Beblazer, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and townhall.com. Jenny O will donate $25,000 in reward money
Jamie Kloss.
The Turkey Products Company had offered them money in exchange for information on the whereabouts of the 13-year-old who was kidnapped from her home in Barron, Wisconsin, October 15th, and both of her parents killed. She escaped 88 days later, and a 21-year-old man was arrested and charged with kidnapping and homicide. The teen's parents worked at Genio. The FBI and Genio had contributed a total of $50,000. Genio and its parent company, Hormel Foods, want to give their share to Kloss. It's not clear what the FBI will do with the $25,000 it offered. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Robots now roam the campus of George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia. Their mission, to deliver pizza, donuts, and coffee to demand to students on demand. The company that makes the robots says that hundreds of delivery orders were placed on the service's first day on Tuesday. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 in downtown Reading. With our window on the world, this epicenter of change right here in downtown Reading at KCNR 1460, 8:05 in the morning. And the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, compassionate, caring, and community. That's what Shasta Regional Medical Center stands for. Good morning there, Trish Clark, who is my Thursday lady.
Good morning, and we just watched the most beautiful sunset this first hour as we were, or sunrise.
Oh, it could be a sunset for you. I don't know. Maybe you've been up all night.
No, it was a sunrise, and it was beautiful, and it's 53 degrees in downtown Reading now. We're looking for a high today of 64, a low of 40. On Friday, sunny with a high of 67 and a low of 41. And on Saturday, a high of 69, sunny and mostly clear and a low of 43. Sunday, we're looking for 69 again and 45. Always sunny and a little bit of partly cloudy on Sunday night, but it looks like a good weather all the way through next week in the high 60s and mid-range of 40s. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay. We're here with Suzanne Russell, who is with the Northern California Anti-Trafficking. Is that what it is?
Yep.
Anti-Trafficking Coalition.
Yeah, that's a long name, so we go by NCAT.
NCAT. Now, what we're talking about, if you don't realize, we have a problem up here in Northern California with sex trafficking.
We do.
And it's not just homegrown, but we also are, because of our location on the 5 and other conduits around here, major expresses or major roadways around here, that we are just kind of like a center of activity here. So good morning, Suzanne.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So what kind of problems do we have here?
You know, I once heard it said that the only way to not find trafficking in your city is to not look for it. And I think that that's absolutely true. I think it's one of those insidious problems that's happening everywhere. So we have it in a lot of different forms, just kind of like every other city does.
And the thing that I find amazing is when you say that to anyone, they look at you like, that happens in big cities. You're kidding. That is not in Shasta County.
Right, right. So that's the reason, one of the main reasons for this awareness event in particular is the film that was made by very talented Tyler Ferris is getting released, and the goal of the film really is to prove that trafficking does happen in Shasta County. And he's got...
So it's a local film?
Yes, it's a completely local film. Yeah.
Wow.
Documentary. Yeah. Yeah, really exciting, and it actually follows
Is this the one that was based on the girl brought up from Sacramento?
Yes.
Okay. If you remember, this was a couple of years ago, and somebody noticed her out on the street. And was it the police that came in and started talking to her house?
She actually ran across the street for help and knocked on a woman's door who's in the film talking about that. And it was the first sex trafficking case that was prosecuted in Shasta County. So the film kind of goes along with that story, talks about that, and then kind of wraps up with, you know, the solution, being a part of the solution and what that might look like. And that's what we're going to really dive into in this event.
And this is going, when's this going to be?
This is next Thursday, January 31st.
Okay.
At the Cascade Theater.
Okay. And the importance of this is that it does happen. And it's happening right now. We have prostitution here. We have sex trafficking here. And I'm not talking about going to the massage parlors, you know, and everyone they arrest is a 65-year-old Korean lady. And I shouldn't say Korean, but an Asian lady, which does happen around here on the stings. But these are sometimes underage girls,
yeah,
or boys that are brought in through this network. They've got like a triangle, from what I understand. You know, it goes from Sacramento to here to someplace else, and then back down to Sacramento. This is a stop-off place for people coming up from San Diego on their way on up to Canada. I mean, this is just, I mean, this is insidious.
Okay, so January 31st, what time?
Doors open at 6:30. Event starts at 7. And like I said, it's at the Cascade.
And how do we get tickets, and how do we get involved in this?
So if you go to readinghumantrafficking.com, or .eventbrite.com, so it's on Eventbrite, you can reserve seats. And
Can we reserve them through Cascade as well, just by going to there?
I think so. Their website will take you maybe over to that.
So it's readinghumantrafficking.com.
.eventbrite.com.
Okay.
And I think if you go to Eventbrite and search, you know, Cascade, okay, Theater Human Trafficking, it'll pop up.
Have a big shout out to you from one of our listeners, says, for doing so much for this and fighting this. How did you get involved in this?
You know what? NCAT started about, I think, over 6 years ago now, with a small group of people that just thought, you know, we want to...
Was Matt Morgan in that?
Matt and Anna Mosley.
Oh, Mosley, that's what I meant.
Yeah, my husband Ryan Russell,
right,
and I, and Lance Jacobs.
Okay.
Yeah.
So...
What does it cost? What does it cost people to come to this?
Nothing.
It's free. This is a free movie.
A free movie.
So, and not only that, but you have experts there, too, to be able to talk. You know what? This is really a good movie, too, for, I mean, and maybe I'm wrong about this, but for your teenagers,
mm-hmm,
for kids from in high school and stuff, to be able to see how this happens, how it works, and
yeah,
how all of a sudden you're sucked into something, and once they've got you, they have you.
Yeah.
And getting away is, like, this girl showed a lot of courage.
How old was she?
She really did. You know, I don't remember.
I think she was like 16, right? She was under 18, I believe.
Yeah, I think we talk about so many different things.
I think, but she was young. She wasn't like in her 20s. This was a younger girl.
So, yeah, and you know, one of the things too with coming to this event, the big takeaway is kind of that it opens the conversation. So, with your teenagers or with your people in your business to begin.
Your grandkids and all this. I mean, this reaches out. And when you look at all these people that are missing, and you have to think about this, all these people that are missing. Now, so, you know, it's true. Some people just have had enough, and they go to another state. They start their life over again, and they could care less if they ever see their family. But some of these kids are taken, and they're taken and put into this type of slavery. Let's go to the phones. Roberta, do you have some comments here?
Yeah, I had a question. Something that's been really concerning to me is the internet porn, and I've listened to a couple people, and I was wondering if you have discussed or your group how much effect internet porn would feed into all this criminal activity, you know, sexual activity and trafficking. So that's what I was wondering about. I can just listen on the air.
Okay, Roberta, thank you.
Thanks, Roberta, for calling and listening.
Bye.
Yeah, Roberta, thank you. That's such a great question, comment. It's all one and the same. You know, it's like where you have prostitution, you have trafficking, where you have porn, where you have this kind of mixed up sense of what sexuality looks like. I think, you know, we can talk about demand that is like a whole nother part of the issue where you have people willing to buy sex, you have trafficking. So it's not really that we have this endless supply of victims. It's that we have
in the supply of
buying.
Am I louder here or something? You have me turned up a lot because I keep turning my headphones down. Okay. And we're here with Suzanne Russell from NCAT, Northern California Anti-Trafficking Coalition.
Yes.
And this is, you know, it was just going to be for a couple minutes, but I'm going to hold you over for a little bit longer because I have other questions in here, too, about this. But, again, I need the website that people can go to.
Okay. So it's readinghumantrafficking.eventbrite.com.
Reading
Human. B-R-I-G-H-T. Bright,
E-R-I-T-E.
Okay.
Yeah, so
Eventbrite is its own website.
Okay.
If you go on there and search Reading Human Trafficking, it'll come up.
Okay, because somebody was trying to get it and they couldn't bring it up, but maybe they had the wrong word in there. Reading Human Trafficking, Eventbrite.com, and it's E-V-E-N-T-B-R-I-T-E. Okay, and Padawan, can you put this one on our chat room, too?
It is in the chat room.
Oh, it is in the chat room. Okay, the right one's in the chat room now. Okay, then we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. They're your friends and neighbors, and they are helping our community recover from the fires. They're helping our community with business. They're helping our community. Why don't you go in to the newest branch, one of the newer branches, 1845 California Street, and experience how they're moving local dreams forward. This is Cornerstone Community Bank. Visit online at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back with Suzanne Russell, and we want to finish up this on this movie that's going to be on January the 31st, and it addresses human trafficking right here in this area. We'll be right back.
Get your morning update with us.
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Real people, real winners, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play offer in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday offers from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match them up to $100 in free play. And to sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. One birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Free slot play limited to $100. Real people, real winners. You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come and explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. No one else in town offers this. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa. Refrigerator and freezer. The internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together. Home and auto. As in, combining your home and auto insurance with one agent. Which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Contact Jeff Avery at 243-4600. License number 0D09479.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460. With Trish Clark and Carl Bott. It is 8:20 in the morning. It's 53 degrees out there. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Dignity Health Connected Living is bringing us this portion of the show. It's offering active choices for people 60 or over. It's a free six-month program to help seniors lead active and independent lives so they can stay engaged and connected with their family, friends, and community. Give Tim Lomas a call at 226-3059 or look it up, Dignity Health. Okay. Trish and I are here with Suzanne Russell, who is one of the founding members of NCAF, Northern California Anti-Trafficking Coalition.
NCAT, yes.
NCAT. Oh, you know what? But I'm getting the right thing.
Yes.
Right? The idea. They're having a movie on January the 31st. That's a week from today.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be free. It's going to be at the Cascade Theater. You should bring your kids. You should bring your grandkids. Because it's not
babies. Teenagers.
Well, teenagers. Yeah, but you can bring your kids or teenagers. It's not like an R-rated movie. But what it is, it shows sex trafficking, shows how people get involved, and it talks about a case that happened right here in Reading. It's a documentary about what happened right here in Reading. Yeah, that's right. Right here in River City. Oh, there can't be prostitution here. Oh, there can't be sex trafficking here. Well, yeah, there is.
And that's what the movie is.
And that's what the movie is. And this gives a great way to open up dialogue. We're going to have experts there to talk about it, to talk about how it happens, how what we can do about it. And we're here with Suzanne Russell, who is telling us, one of the founders, like I said, who is here with us for the next couple of minutes. And the statistics and the amount of sex trafficking is probably staggering.
Staggering, yes. Just to rattle some off, the average age of a victim in this country is 13, average.
They're babies. These are little
children.
Girls, children.
Children.
Little boys, too. Don't forget that. There's little boys
that's
out there
right.
being
that's
trafficked,
very true.
Too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And not only do we have sex trafficking, we have labor trafficking in California is a huge issue. Unpaid workers. As far as
sweatshops.
Fields. That kind of work, agricultural. I think the revenue they're quoting now is $35 billion. That annually trafficking produces.
In the United States or in the state of California? Please tell me no.
Actually, I think it's in the world.
Okay.
Yes. And the average age of a victim once they're pulled into trafficking is 7 years.
Oh.
So
their childhood is gone.
Childhood is gone.
Their chances of leading any kind of a normal life going forward, even at 20 when they get out of it,
right,
are like null and void. It creates a throwaway society that we deal with. Their life is gone, pretty much.
Yeah, recovering from that kind of trauma is not impossible, but very hard.
We've had instances where we've had a person in town adopt a girl out of this. And I know that wasn't easy. And because of the trauma they have, and just to imagine there must have been trust issues, like it must have been horrendous.
Right.
Trust issues. But they succeeded. But the thing is that when you're 12 years old and you're sold by your parents, and which is what happens, mm-hmm. and they're sold to your parents to a trafficker for drugs or whatever.
Yep.
And then how do these kids, so they're in it for 7 years. So some of them are a little bit older, but when they're out of it, what do they do? I mean, they're what when you all are able to help somebody from this. Can you give us just a little bit about that? You know, we've got like 5 minutes left. About if you do rescue somebody, what do they have to go through?
Yeah, actually, we are going to hear about that at the event. We're going to hear from not only people involved in NCAP, but Dignity Health, who their response to human trafficking is amazing. Their process, you'll hear more about that at the event, but also kind of the channels that someone might go through once they have been found. And we're really a collaborative anti-trafficking group here in Reading. It's pretty amazing that the DA's office, RPD, Dignity Health, social services, everyone works together and really comes around that person and tries to really holistically address what they need going forward.
Mm-hmm.
So that is something I think we can really celebrate in this community, is that that response is very collaborative.
Do you know, I think that one of the things that I like about what Carl and Linda do here with this radio station is bring attention to all of these really, really good things that are happening in our community. There is such collaboration between all of the agencies. I mean, we complain about what the city does, and we complain about what the county does, but that this county is unique, and having served for a long time where I was around other counties, other jurisdictions, we have a unique cooperative level here between all of the cities, the county, collaborative groups that really address a problem as a whole throughout Shasta County. That doesn't happen in all communities.
So true.
And we have a lot of giving people in this town. I think it's nice that we, on this KCNR TV or radio, we address that. I mean, that's what Carl and Linda do, and that's what they're all about. And I think it should be applauded repeatedly because we really expose these things to people, get the conversation started, because that's what it takes. Because when people hear about this, they're going to go down the street now, and when they see that lost, forlorn young girl or boy
that's on the corner that you see,
give a little thought to maybe take a second look and see if they're in trouble in some way, because that could be one of those people that are in the trafficking issue.
Yeah, and I think when the community, because we are so, it's not about us. I feel like this community is so not ego-driven. It's very collaborative in that way.
It absolutely is.
So, you know, if we can all get educated on how to spot human trafficking, how to report it that helps RPD in the best way, we can all be eyes and ears around town, and that's a great...
Well, we have people that have organizations, other organizations that already want to get in touch with you to see how they can show the movie to their organizations, too.
Yeah, that's great.
And, you know what, and it goes across, and let me put it this way, it goes across the political spectrum.
It does.
It totally does. There is no politics in this. There is no left or right in this. There is only right and wrong in this.
Right.
And the right way is just what Trish said, is to be aware of this happening.
Absolutely.
Instead of just driving by thinking that's kind of strange, is to make a phone call.
Yep.
Hey, there's something going on in this corner. There's something going on in this motel. There's something going on in this house. I don't like it. And this is what I see happening. And alert our police to it. Or just, you know, what happened with that girl when she runs across the street is to give her shelter and call the cops.
Yep.
Or just ask, are you okay?
Pay attention in your neighborhoods. If you're living in an apartment complex and you see things like this going on, people say, well, the cops won't respond. Yes, they will.
Yes, they do.
And if they get two calls, if you see it twice, call them twice. If they get a couple of calls, they will respond. Maybe not in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
But if you keep calling and keep bringing this to attention, just watch. And you don't have to even identify yourself, and you don't have to be involved if you don't want to.
And you know what? RPD, they really care about this subject. I've talked to many, many officers, the chief. I mean, this is something that
almost no one can say,
I don't care about that.
Because they've seen the results of this.
And they have an amazing human trafficking reporting tool on their website. It's just click, report, and we're going to go through that at the event, how to best fill that thing out, what information needs to be on there. And then it goes right to an officer who reads it.
Okay, now, here's what we're talking about. This next Thursday, a week from today, at the Cascade Theater, a free event. It's going to be probably one of the most important events that you can have for you, but also for your kids, because it tells your children and your grandchildren This is what happened to you. This is something that happened right in this town. A girl was brought up here against her will by sex traffickers. She was rescued here in Reading and tells the story about what happened. But it also will give people alerts about, hey, what do I do? How do I handle this? Because the experts will be there. The subject matter experts will be there so you can ask questions. So I strongly, strongly encourage. Now, what time is this at the Cascade?
Doors open at 6:30. Film starts at 7.
Okay.
And it'll be followed by a panel discussion, too.
There you go.
And really encourage people to bring your young adults with you, your yeah. teenage children, because this gives you then the opportunity to open up that conversation about why it's important about where I know where – why I need to know where you're at all times.
Yeah.
This is important
yeah.
why you don't go off into these places by yourself without a friend or without us knowing where you are. Open up that conversation with your young people.
Yeah, not even just young people, but even if you, like you, you own a business downtown.
Yeah.
I mean, it, knowing what to look for. I have a business downtown, and if you know what you're looking for,
Suzanne,
you can see it.
Suzanne owns Carousel, which is a great store downtown. It's just got all types of really cool clothing in there.
Thank you.
And you're right in the middle of the battle zone, too. But that's a separate subject,
yep.
As we all know. But that's another great subject, too, is the people fighting it out downtown. We're not quitting. We're not giving up.
We're
going to continue to fight. Now,
it's worth saving.
And we're going to talk about this. We're going to do some live reads on this for every day until the to the show itself. But Suzanne, thank you so much for coming in and waiting for us.
Thanks for having me.
And for taking some extra time.
Absolutely.
In the chat room, if you try to get a hold of Suzanne, she's down at the Carousel store right here in Reading. So
yep.
look it up and ask for Suzanne.
Yeah, perfect.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Hey,
we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages. 8:30 in the morning, 54 degrees here on the 24th of January, 2019.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Light Church in Bella Vista. We are living in a prophetic time when the insolent will rule and the morally corrupt will make the laws of the land. The young, who have not been taught right from wrong and whose minds have been poisoned, will lead those who are being deceived. People will sink into despair and the eyes of their understanding will remain blind to the only way of escape. Only through a saving relationship with Jesus Christ will they find the peace they are seeking. It's vital you attend a church that will help you learn how to apply God's Word in your everyday life while living in this world. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
We plow
Four-time Grammy winner Roseanne Cash is coming to Reading. This Americana pioneer already has 11 number one hits under her belt. Now she's got a brand new album and is gracing the Cascade Theater stage in a duo performance featuring musician, husband, and five-time Grammy winner John Leventhal. Roseanne Cash at the Cascade Theater Thursday, January 24th at 7:30. Get tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Thanks.
At the bar. I like that.
At the bar. Up there. No. Yeah. All right. Bye.
Wait a minute. Are you parked out back?
Yes.
Okay. You can.
The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable...
Okay, and welcome back. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio, and we're just finished our guest that we had Susan Russell in here talking about the great movie that's coming up on January 31st. I'm really encouraging all of you to take the time, my Thursday evening, go in and learn something about your community that you can be a part of, because that's going to it's happening right here in River City, and it's good to know that we can all be a part of maybe stopping something that dramatic in our community. So now Carl and I are going to have the rest of the show for a half hour, and we're just going to kind of talk about whatever comes to our mind.
Okay,
so,
I really want to hear what you think about this.
Okay.
And please, everybody, 605-4567, feel free to just jump in here.
Throw out a topic we can discuss.
Because I saw people who made comments already in the chat room, so I know you're out there listening. This Covington, Kentucky fiasco in D.C.
I can't begin to understand why. I mean, first off, everybody immediately jumped to conclusions. When I say everybody, the Catholic Church, everybody, nobody took a deep breath and said, is this really the story? Is this really what happened? Everybody jumped in with all guns loaded and going. And even then, when it was proven, they've watched enough footage now to see that those boys probably should be given medals of honor for heroics and doing the proper thing. Their parents should be so proud of them as to what they withstood there and held their ground and such demeanor, and yet they're all still having a hard time. I mean, they're still trying to get those kids to take some blame for this.
Well,
if nothing else, but, I mean, they're trying to say, well, you shouldn't have worn the hat. Why not? You've got white power. You've got
white privilege.
White privilege.
Yeah.
You've got, I mean, all of these things they keep trying to throw out at these kids. And I think, tell me, you mentioned a little while ago when we were talking about it, you named the, they checked every box.
They checked every box and became instant deplorables. I talked about this yesterday. They were white, Christian, they were at the March for Life, and they were wearing Make America Great hats, again hats. I mean, you couldn't have asked for a better target for the media. And here's the thing, and even the media is saying things. This one guy says, you know, I jumped into there, and he says, I was wrong. He says, I did not take the opportunity to actually listen. Valerie Ng down here from Public Broadcasting wrote something. And she says, this is why it is so important that we as news people, because they put out news down there, look at the whole story and not just what we want to believe.
But they want
to that.
They want to believe it so bad that they're not, even now, they can't back up enough to get out of their own way because they really want it to be true.
Well, you know the five, that thing with Joe Behar and Whoopi Goldberg and all blah, 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 blah. Anyway,
she was honest.
Whoopi was honest, and so was Joy.
I
couldn't believe this.
I couldn't either.
Whoopi says, well, how did this, you know, look at what happened here. Look at the media and all this. And Joy Behar, you're right, was honest. She says, we hate Trump so much we wanted it to be true.
That's
the thing. And that's why I wrote a couple of times on Facebook. You want this to be true, so you're going to take this and you're going to attack. Like this poor guy, Nathan Phillips, the Vietnam veteran, the aged elder.
Yeah.
Well, let me finish. He was a Marine. He was a Marine that appears that he wasn't in Vietnam. And he has said there's been, he's said it both ways, a Vietnam veteran or a Vietnam era veteran.
Time. Vietnam time
veteran. And some people, if you don't understand that, means he was in the military while Vietnam was going on. But that goes all the way through the mid-70s, from like 60 to the mid-70s. It's a Vietnam era
and the way he says it is
military.
Vietnam time, and people don't get that.
He was in the military. He was in the Marines. But he also, from everything I've read, was not a great Marine, and he wasn't a recon ranger.
No, he
wasn't.
We
don't have recon rangers. We have recon Marines. But that's okay because we did have a chant that said, I want to be a recon ranger. I want to live a life of danger. So they rhymed. So anyway.
Okay, but he wasn't. Air conditioners.
But that's okay,
never
too.
Left the United States.
But that's okay. He
went AWOL several times.
The job was an honorable job. I would never denigrate. The guy went through boot camp. The guy was a Marine. He had problems with our happy Marine family. And he was discharged with other than honorable discharge. But see, it doesn't make any difference. There's many others that get a general discharge under honorable conditions. But to make him into some kind of hero was wrong, and to make these kids into some kind of Satan is extremely wrong.
But they and they continue to do it. There's been very many minutes of film that have been put out showing exactly what happened, and very clearly there's no way that you could misinterpret what happened there. They've also had a lot of footage of him in the past and things that he's done before
and
opportunities he's had, and the same way he's done this many times, attacking other people.
He tried to get into the Basilica on Saturday and to disrupt the mass there, and they've got a story about that. That's Nathan Phillips guy. But let's go back to the kid. Do you remember the book 1984? I mean, you probably don't remember day by day, but here's the thing that said. There's something called face speak. If you have the wrong look on your face, it's illegal. And so this kid, this white kid who sat there smiling, as some people say, he was smirking, and look at the disdainful look he had on his face. That's called face speak. That's illegal in 1984 in the book. You can't just have that look on your face. That's wrong. That's illegal. Because people are interpreting his look on his face. So
he was obviously
guilty because he was white. And look, he goes to this private Catholic school. Guess what? He's Kavanaugh. This is Kavanaugh. And they drew parallels between Kavanaugh and this kid. This is how bad it has gotten in our country. There is no right and wrong anymore when it comes to the media.
This was probably
except right here.
But you know, this is an opportunity, and I'm hoping that the people that want to make a point out of how wrong the press was, how wrong everybody who jumped to disagree, I hope it just doesn't go away. They'd like to just bury this now and kick it aside and say, "Oh well, no harm, no foul." Quite frankly, there was a lot of harm here. I hope they continue to highlight what those students, what the school. I mean, they've had death threats. They've had all their information put out. They've disrupted the whole school. All of the kids that go to school there have had impacts if they weren't even on the march. I think we need to continue to make a big deal out of this.
Here is the problem that these kids are going to face. When these kids go to apply for college in universities, because we know who's running the universities, mainly a very progressive group, they're going to see these kids come from Covington High School and Covington Catholic High School in Covington, Kentucky. And now, is that going to impact them on getting into college, into getting jobs? And here's the other thing the media did, God bless them. They brought up this point about this gay valedictorian was not allowed to give his speech. And they transposed it in such a way it looked like it was at Covington High School or Catholic High School. It wasn't. It was at a Holy Cross high school in the same town or in the same area, but they made it look like it was him. And it wasn't because, and the reason he wasn't allowed to give the speech because it was a very derisive speech, and the divisive, and the school administrator said this is not what the valedictorian says. So, but that didn't have anything to do with Covington. It wasn't Covington, but they made it sound like Covington. That was NBC. This was, you know,
they reached. Yeah. They quite frankly, you know, they all get down on the president because he wants to talk about fake news and keeps doing that repeatedly. Well, come on, ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what it is. And if this isn't the perfect example of everybody, and including the never Trumpers, anybody who has an axe to grind against the president of the United States, that mega hat just absolutely drives them over the wall, and they all jumped all 4 feet.
Well, you know, and we're going to need to take a break here, but the thing about this, and it's kind of a sad thing, this is like the third or fourth thing that's happened this week that are just so totally wrong in the news, that people are losing faith in the news and the media, the mainstream media, to tell the truth. I mean, you've got the fringe media out there and all this, but they're saying things that are just patently untrue because there is no governor on it. There is nothing there. Now, the kid's lawyer said, you know what? These kids are not celebrities. You've libeled them, and we can sue you for that.
I wish they would.
We could sue you for what you've said and what you've written, no matter if you've tried to walk it back. But a lot of you people have not tried to walk it back. You've made it worse. You're saying that the Make America Great hat is the same as wearing a Ku Klux Klan hood.
Yeah.
Time to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, a better-known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. The only place I would ever go to get a haircut. Cypress Square Barbershop. Call them for an appointment. We'll be right back. Trish Clark, Carl Bott, 8:45 in the morning. It's 55 degrees out there.
I spent just passing through, dying to have the time I lost and give it back to you. But you just smile and take my hand. You've been there, you understand. It's all part of a grander plan that is coming true. Every long lost dream led me to where.
Building, remodeling, or just need a change? Let us be your design partner at Design Time and Tile. From carpet, vinyl, and hardwood flooring to granite and quartz countertops, sinks, cabinets, window coverings, and tile. From materials to fabricators to installers, we have the largest showroom selection in the North State, plus design consultants to help you every step of the way. Contact Design Time for your free in-home or office consultation at designtimeandtile.com or call 241-8693.
The holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family-owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
Real people, real winners, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play offer in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday offers from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match them up to $100 in free play. And to sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. One birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Free slot play limited to $100. Real people. Real winners. You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come and explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. No one else in town offers this. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app. It's play-
playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Ah, another spill and stain on your beautiful carpet. Turn that oops into no big deal with a LifeGuard stain-resistant waterproof back carpet from Shaw Floors and Design Time & Tile. The patented soil repellent of LifeGuard carpet keeps spills and pet accidents from soaking through your carpet for easy cleanup and resists stains and odors. So if you have kids, pets, or your family's just spill-prone, keep your home clean, fresh, and odor-free with LifeGuard carpet from Design Time & Tile. Corner of Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 north of Wind River. Visit our store, our website at designtimeandtile.com, or call 241-8693.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460. I'm here with Trish Clark. It's 10 minutes before 9 in the morning. And, Trish, what's it look like for weather here for the rest of the week? I mean, it's Thursday. We're going to have a nice weekend.
We're going to have a lovely weekend. We're going to have highs in the 67, 69, and lows in the 43, and sunny throughout the weekend. Weather's always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Okay. Our customers are warm friends.
State of the Union is off.
Yeah, well, you know, and I guess
until
that's
after
the
after the shutdown.
When are the press, the public, when are they going to start recognizing that we have someone who thinks they've been elected queen of the world? She's new Speaker of the House. That's it. She doesn't control all of Washington, D.C. and or all of the world, and seems to have a hard time understanding that.
Well, you know, here's the thing is that Trump, and if people would just actually take a deep breath and take a step back, would see that Trump's act is moving toward the center to try and get this thing fixed. He's offered DACA. He's offered green cards. He's offered a lot of things. He says, I just need money to start building this. He even said it won't be that hard, tall wall. He said, I'm going to go.
Whatever
says,
kind of a barrier
whatever,
you want.
It's a different barrier, but you need, you know, but I'm not going to sign anything until you give me what the people want. And the people do want a barrier there. They don't want open borders. And here we go again into illegals and the activities they are. An illegal killed the policeman from that small town in California. Not the girl. I said the other day it was a female. It's not. It was the male that who was himself a legal immigrant into this country. And then the people over in Reno who have relatives right here in Redding, this guy, an illegal, killed four people over there. He was in there. He would go into their homes to rob them, and then he just killed them. And they were like, the youngest one was 57. The rest of them were in their 80s. And this guy's 19. He goes in there and just kills them. He's here illegally from El Salvador. I mean, come on. Why don't they say that? And then here we are, a sanctuary state that just lets people do this.
Well, and I don't, you know, I mean, the angel parents were back. They're trying to speak to Miss Pelosi. She cannot make time in her calendar to talk with these people. Why doesn't the press ever come up with any of these kind of facts? As you indicate, President Trump has said, okay, well, let's talk about this, and how about if I give you this? And her answer immediately is no. We're not talking. We're not having anything until you open up the government. And no, you're not getting one dime for your wall. Not one dime, he says. Okay, Nancy, if we open up the government, and we go for 30 days. Can we talk about the money for the wall then? Will you give me the money for the wall then? No, I'm not ever giving you the money for the wall. And she's compromising? Where is it? What?
There's no compromise.
Say one thing that has happened on the Democratic side to try to reconcile the differences and bring this together. Not one thing. She's now Speaker of the House. I control everything, and you're going to do it my way, or we're not going to do it.
Well, that's it. And so it's – and people are saying that, oh, you know, it's the Republicans' fault that it shut down. No, it's not. What the fault is here is two groups of people that can't work together. And I'll tell you right now, Pelosi is, you know, she is riding high. But even her own party are starting to split now and starting to say, hey, you need to get in a room with them. You need to talk about this. You can't just keep this going on. Well, you know, as far as she's concerned that she's, oh, no, we've got the high ground here. No, Nancy, you don't, because you voted for this wall 10 years ago. What's the difference now? You voted for it when Obama was in there. You voted for it before. Why is it? Is it because it's Trump? Are you racist? Is it because he's white?
But these questions, you and I talk about them. They talk about them on Fox. We have a few other radio personalities who talk about them. 90% of the population who doesn't watch, number one, they live their lives. They walk through the world. They catch 10 minutes or 5 minutes of news a night, and they're not getting any of what we just talked about. They know nothing about it. All they hear is that it's President Trump's fault. It's the white kid's fault. It's all of these things. They never hear about all of the things that Pelosi and the Democratic side are doing, because they're not reporting any of the above on any of those stations. How do we get the average American, the person that's got the nail salon down the street or the dress shop, who has a family and is just living their life, how in the world do we get them to understand what's going on in their world?
I don't know how you can do that, because you can't – it's, you know, this – and I hate to say this. You can take a horse to water. You can't make them drink. So the information is out there. And unfortunately, we have people that make their decisions based on something that rolls across their phone in sound bites of 5 seconds. They see this thing about these kids back in Covington. They're automatically, without looking another instant down the road. And some of the reporters, a decent reporter who will say this, you know what? I did not look at everything. I just jumped on the train. And they were wrong. But see, unfortunately, when we passed right here, and here's a good example, Proposition 47, Safe Streets and Schools is what they called it. Safe Streets and Schools. It had nothing to do with that. It had to do with turning criminals loose. Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Good morning, you two. Good program. I agree with you. But, you know, it's sad. The deal is, though, the press will never, ever, 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 ever report these things. They're controlled by the far left. We all know it. Also, you know, the Republicans have been trying to appease the Democrats. We try to even do that in the California legislature. And you know what they say about an appeaser? An appeaser is someone who feeds all his friends to the crocodiles first, hoping he'll be eaten last. And that's exactly what we have. We just have to stand up as people. Today at 6 o'clock over at 2570 South Bonneview Road at a church, we are going to be having Linda Payne, who with Judicial Watch won a lawsuit against California, and they have to retract 1,500,000 voters, off the rolls. So we encourage people to come to that today at 6 o'clock. We need to stand up. The press is not going to help us. They're never going to change. I'm with you, Trish. We all feel the same way, but they're never, ever, ever going to change, and the Democrats are not going to help us. Anyway, you two, great program. Thanks for all you do, and have a great day.
Okay.
Thanks
a lot, Terry. And you know what? There's so many things going on. And another example of this is just the fact is people get their information off of the phone. The newspapers are finished. It's just a matter of time before they roll over and die. They are trying to find new ways of pushing information out. And the new ways are it just goes right to your phone. It's going to be things like, you know, the Apple Watches that comes here with news, and it just gives you a headline. And it's like with, you know, unless you're just looking for it, you've got to look. You've got to work at it.
Well, one of the things that I would say to everybody that's listening to us is because sometimes we're in a conversation, it happens to me all day long, where someone that I know that is one of those people that doesn't follow the news or what's happening, and they'll make a comment that they've heard, oh, well, yeah, but, you know, President Trump did this. A lot of times it's a whole lot easier to just let them go with it and not say anything. What I would invite everybody to do, say, you know what, that's not accurate. Here's the facts and show them a different way. If you really want to know what's going on, how about you take a little bit of time to sign up for the Heritage Foundation? How about you go to Hillsdale College and take a look at some of the information they're putting out? Unbiased, kind of conservative bent, but get the other side of that before you go around believing that everything you read or hear on the regular media is factual. We can each maybe change one mind along the way.
Yeah, all it takes is saying, you know, and that's, I usually don't get involved in Facebook stuff, but I did yesterday when I, you know, something on these Covington kids, and I said, you know, you just shouldn't hate because somebody's got a, you shouldn't automatically assume a person is a racist, homophobic, because they have a Make America Great on, you know.
You know, makes me want to go out and put a baseball cap on.
Yeah, David Harrison, black activist for conservative. He wears a hat. Anyway, hey, we got to run, everybody. Thanks a lot, Trish, for being here.
Enjoyed it.
Okay, remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
No, I won't back down. You can stand me up.